Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. At a time when markets have been lukewarm, despite a slew of reform measures by the government and RBI, Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Ashok Kumar Lahiri has told Money Control that India must accelerate reforms for investments, not create obstacles. In an exclusive conversation with Surojit Gupta and me, Lahiri said the country must focus less on boosting consumption and more on attracting investment. Specifically, the top policymakers called for faster regulatory and ease of doing business reforms, including behavioral changes within the system to reduce hurdles for investors, arguing that India is better placed to absorb the current oil shock thanks to strong foreign exchange reserves. He also indicated that privatization of state-run firms may be gradual, with careful valuation and an eye on market conditions, rather than be rushed. On a day when the rupee's Friday rally proved short-lived, Sanjeev Sanyal, member of the PM's Economic Advisory Council, told Shweta Punj that defending a particular level of the rupee is a bad idea, as it attracts speculators, and that it's better to let the exchange rate fund its level. The rupee reported its sharpest fall in 4 weeks today to 95.71 per dollar, surrendering gains it made after the RBI and the government unveiled measures last week. Arkishma Iyer explains how the RBI has taken a leaf from its 2013 FCNR-B playbook by absorbing banks' hedging costs to attract longer-term dollar deposits, while N. Mahalakshmi explores the key question now gripping bankers, whether the central bank will also permit the leverage structures that helped bring in $34 billion during the 2013 crisis and could turn a 6% FCNR deposit into a far more lucrative dollar return trade for wealthy NRIs. The government is preparing to take a fresh look at the banking sector. Priyansh Verma and Meghna Mittal report that a high-level banking committee announced in the February budget is likely to be constituted within the next 2 to 3 weeks. The panel is expected to review the sector's performance and align it with India's next phase of economic growth. The US has emerged as India's biggest supplier of LPG and LNG in May, writes Arunima Bharadwaj. The US has pipped traditional partners such as the UAE, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia as the war in West Asia redefines traditional supply chains. After a quiet May, India's primary market is seeing some activity again. Swaraj Singh Dunjal reports that InsurTech startup Turtlemint is in talks to launch its IPO later this month. CMR Green Technologies and Hexagon Nutrition have already launched their IPOs. CMR's 631 crore rupees issue was subscribed 127 times on June 5th, while Hexagon's 139 crore rupees share sale, which opened for subscription the same day, was subscribed 1.65 times on day one. Even as foreign investors continue to pull money out of Indian markets, the broader markets are witnessing a quiet bull run. Ravindra Sonavane writes that 70% of Indian stocks with market capitalizations below 10,000 crore rupees have delivered positive returns since April. More than half have gained more than 25%, even as the Nifty and Sensex have risen only about 4% over the same period. Veteran investor Shankar Sharma told Ravindra that while India remains a frightfully expensive market, select small-cap stocks offer some of the most compelling value. Grow MF's Anupam Tiwari told Anisha Kumar that over the long term, small and mid-caps outperform large caps significantly. At a macro level, can Indian equities reverse the perception that everything is going wrong? Read this research piece by Madhuchanda Day, where she examines the outlook for investors. As excitement builds around a potential listing of SpaceX, Money Control takes a closer look at the company's IPO pitch and what the numbers say about the company founded by Elon Musk. Ihiksur also does a deep dive into SpaceX and notes what India's space tech startups can learn from it. And finally, Mariam Faruqi writes about the social media creator economy in Northeast India and how brands are approaching creators from the region. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.